Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, Raw Feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Well, how's everybody doing on this Wednesday hump day? For those of you that work 7 days a week, 5 days a week. I mean, it's hump day for those of you who work 5 days a week. Ah, coffee. Hey, I wanted to go over some of the reviews that we are seeing here at Raw Dog Food and Company. Your reviews, your information is extremely important to us. But we always like for you to take a look at the product reviews because this will help you decide what kind of food you like. What kind of service are you going to get? Okay. So here's a couple. Angelica says that it's a great company and great customer service. Thank you, Angelica. Linda says, I think it's great, but my dog Oliver thinks it's awesome. Laura says, great company, excellent customer service and great products. And Laura also says, it's a good combo, the all-star bully beef blend. That is a beef, chicken, tripe blend. She says that her dog is 1 to 2 years old and she wants the best health for her pet. She switched over from kibble and this is the food her dog eats consistently and she's happy. It's healthy and the tripe is added in and she likes the tripe as well. Also reviewing the beef neck raw meaty bones. I like these. My Germans like these. She says, my dog loves these and they keep him occupied for a while. He likes to bury them too. He prefers bison ribs, but those haven't been available. Yes, yeah, some of the stuff, you know, is getting harder and harder to get. But we hope that, that things will change soon in the world. I don't know. I don't know how long this could be for all this craziness stops. But here's another thing, too. I see our home delivery service picking up and also our shipping because, you know, people are like, I'm not driving. Too expensive. Too expensive to drive. All right. So today I want to talk to you guys about something. And this came up from a question from a customer today. He was asking, why might his dog be shedding so much? Right? And shedding a lot. Now, let me say this. When it gets hot, dogs are going to blow out their coat. We actually have a picture. I don't know if it's posted yet on Instagram or what, of our two Germans. And let me tell you, this was just a couple of days ago. And it looked like we were shedding a sheep or trimming a sheep or shaving a sheep. There was so much hair everywhere. We're like, where's all that hair come from? It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But, you know, they blow out their coats because they got to stay cool. I mean, you know, God knows what he was doing when he created dogs. But could it be something else? So we want to talk about biotin. You know what biotin is? It's one of those complex B vitamins. It's also known as vitamin H. Ever heard of that? Vitamin H? Bet not. But these vitamins are responsible for breaking down fat and carbs from food, turning them into energy. So biotin is part of that process, but it does a lot of other great things for dogs. One of the many things that it does is create healthy skin and coat. It helps with proper muscle formation, healthy digestion, improved energy, thyroid and adrenal gland function, and normal function of the reproductive tract. So it's really important for your dog's body. But in some situations, your dog might have a biotin deficiency. And there are a few things that can cause biodeficiencies in your dog. including not getting enough biotin in its diet. Also, there is a talk out there, as there always is, that if you feed raw eggs, that could lead to a biotin deficiency in your dog. Why did they say that? Well, because the whites in eggs contain avidin, and that enzyme binds with biotin, making it less absorbable. But the yellow, the egg yolks, those are rich in biotin. So if you feed the whole egg, your dog is very unlikely to be deficient. But also remember, if you're going to cook those eggs, that destroys the avidin. So you could also just slightly cook the egg, but you will lose some of the nutrition if you cook it like everything that you cook. Okay. But what is the real disruptor of biotin? What causes biotin deficiencies mostly? What is it? Oh, it's our friend, antibiotics. You know, those things they give out just in case. Yeah, those drugs can destroy the biotin-producing bacteria that's in the gut, and that leads to a biotin deficiency in your dog's body. So here's a couple of things, guys. If your dog is taking an anti-seizure medication over long periods of time, it can lower their biotin levels, okay? So remember that. Also, large breeds and puppies that grow quickly can also become biotin deficient. So that's why we say, don't overfeed these guys. Don't grow them up too fast, right? Let's just keep them nice and sleek. Let them be hungrier than fat and happy all the time. All right. Here's some other symptoms or some less common causes, I should say, of biotin deficiency in your dog. Let's say that your dog has had some sort of physical trauma, or there's a hereditary deficiency of biotin. Maybe there's a gastrointestinal parasite or worms. Remember, in our past podcast, we talked about you don't get worms from eating raw meat. You get worms from eating feces that have worms in them, okay? So some symptoms of biodeficiency, what would you see in your dog? And remember, when we talk about symptoms, these can also be other things, but let's talk about some of the symptoms to watch for that could be a biotin deficiency. And then we're going to talk about where you can add some extra foods that will help with biotin in your dog. Okay, if you see scaly skin, skin lesions, dry and dull hair and coat, maybe they're just not eating enough omega-3s, but okay, they've got a scruffy appearance, they're lethargic, alopecia, right? You've got this area where this hair is never growing. Reduced growth rate, diarrhea, and anorexia, okay? Those, if you have several of those, maybe your dog is deficient in biotin. Okay, some other clues that will possibly make you suspect a biodeficiency is if your dog has been on antibiotics, that can lead to a biotin deficiency. And also leaky gut. We see a lot of leaky gut on dogs, and leaky gut can cause skin issues with your dog, and that they're going to constantly itch, scratch, chew. That could be a biotin deficiency. And excessive shedding. And that's what led me to do this podcast today, because one of our customers was talking to our customer service about their dog was excessive shedding. But you have to know what excessive shedding is. I mean, is it unusual fur loss? Is the coat thinning? Is it becoming dull? Right? It could be a biotin deficiency. But it could also be that they're just blowing their coat out. Is it just the heat of the summer and they're blowing their coat? So there's some things to look out for. So what are some other visible signs that you might see if your dog is deficient in biotin? Well, you could see muscle weakness, muscle wasting in your dog. Also, maybe there's hyper lipidemia. What is that? That's too much fat in the blood. It causes vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, abdominal swelling, or lumps of fat in the skin. Okay. That's from high blood cholesterol. And then on the other side, there's anemia. A lack of biotin can cause oxygen carrying red blood cells to lose their ability to bind with oxygen. So your dog may have dark stools or blood in his poop as he loses those red blood cells. Now, let me say this. Dark stools can also be caused by extra organs in the diet, certain proteins, blood in the poop. You know, that can be from stress, that can be from straining. So again, certain symptoms can be other things, and maybe it's nothing. But the best way to resolve a biodeficiency in your dog is through diet. It's through the diet. All right. Here are biotin-rich foods. And if you are feeding a species-appropriate raw diet, I doubt your dog is going to be deficient in biotin, because you're going to get plenty of biotin-rich whole foods in its diet. What are the richest sources of biotin for your dog? Kidney and liver. Kidney and liver. And I will tell you that they're in almost every single blend that we have. You can also buy our standalone organs, even the freeze-dried ones, and add those in. I will tell you, if you add those in, you're probably going to have those dark, tarry stools, so don't worry about it. But those are the richest sources of biotin for your dog. Also, what else? Heart, pancreas, and get this, chicken. Chicken is a good source of biotin. And a lot of people are like, I'm not going to feed chicken. Well, remember, it's not the chicken. It's the vaccines that have the chicken proteins in them that are causing issues if you're going to have issues with chicken. Here's some other great things. Beef, the spleen, lung. So we've got the lung treats. We've got beef lung and lamb lung. Okay. Brain, tongue, they have the same amount of biotin in them as pork, beef, veal, lamb, all of that muscle meat. So raw is best if you are wanting a biotin-rich diet, then you got to feed a species-appropriate diet with the organs. There are people that are doing meat and bone that maybe they're buying from, you know, the grocery store and putting those together. But you guys, you got to have the organ. The organ is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Okay. Extremely important. There are some other biotin foods that were going to have some biotin in them. What are those? Sardines, bananas, blueberries, broccoli, sunflower seeds, almonds, hemp seeds, and then your eggs. So those are amazing. And then the question's going to be, can I give my dog too much biotin? Will they overdose them on biotin? Well, biotin is water soluble. So it's going to be easily eliminated from the body through the urine. So no, you don't have to worry about your dog getting too much in a system. Fat soluble vitamins, those are different. They build up in the body and they can lead to toxicity. So this is a water soluble vitamin. All right. So that's just a little bit of information for you guys. You know, give you something else to worry about, right? Oh my gosh, dark tarry stools. Dull coat. Okay, so don't freak out when you hear these symptoms. If you see a lot of them, a scaly skin, lethargic, they look scruffy, and you have been following this biotin recipe, you have been giving the organs, you have been doing it. Maybe you do want to get a checkup. Maybe it's Cushing's. Maybe it's, you know, other things that we see those in. But I'm just saying, if you're not feeding a species-appropriate diet, Yes, your dog very well could have a biotin deficiency. But if you are getting at least 10%, 10 to 25% of organs, and you're doing those muscle meets that I was just talking about, then I think your dog's going to be in great shape. As far as shedding goes, I don't think that product ShedX that's on the market is any good at all. I think a species-appropriate diet, eliminating all the processed foods, making sure that you're brushing your dog. Your dog's hair should be coming out, right? Because they got to blow their coat. Make sure you're brushing them at least once a week. At least once a week. Get all that under, you know, coat out. They will feel so much better. They will look better, and it won't freak you out. If you guys want to get on the species appropriate diet, super easy. We're going to make it super easy for you right here at Raw Dog Food and Company. All you have to do is go over to our website, go into our learning center, how to feed an adult dog or how to feed a puppy. And then we've got the step-by-step menu there of how to place an order, what you need to know. And really the first thing is your dog a puppy or an adult? And then you're going to go to that feeding chart. Remember on the puppy, somebody made this mistake. They called me and he said, man, this amount for my puppy seems really a lot. And it was double because he was reading how old is your puppy in months instead of how old is your puppy in weeks. So, it totally screwed him up. But make sure that you do the drop-down menu for the puppies. You want to find out how much you're going to feed a day. All right, that's going to give you ounces. Take that number, multiply it times 30. You're going to get a number. And you divide that number by 16 because 16 is a pound. That'll tell you how many pounds you're going to need for a month. All right, how many pounds you're going to need for a month. So first, put your number in. Get your ounces per day. That's what those feeding charts are. The calculators are ounces per day, however you want to divide it up. That's a per day. Take that number, multiply times 30, and divide it by 16. That will tell you how many pounds you need a month. And then just go in to the cart and play with it. Put, 10 pounds of turkey, 10 pounds of beef, 20 pounds of whatever else. And you can play with that and play with the numbers. Try to get as much variety as you can in there. And bada bing, bada boom, you're off to the races. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com. Because your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.